One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Doggy Pod. I'm Dr. Rob Zammit.
Yes, thank you very much for listening. I'm Stephen Peters, Dr. Rob Zammit's podcast producer. On this show, we're going to give you...
Ooh, exciting stuff.
Very exciting, because very, very soon, maybe even next week, Rob is going to decide on which lucky puppy is going to be the Doggy Pod puppy.
Mind you, all those pups are going to be lucky. They've all got really good homes. The Morrisseys, who bred them, are very particular where their pups go, and they've all gone to really good homes, I understand.
Oh, okay, okay. And, of course, this will happen pretty much straight after Christmas. This is like your Christmas present, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, for me, my Christmas present to me and the Doggy Pod listeners, because you get to hear all about this puppy. You get to see him on Facebook and Instagram and watch his progress through his life.
That poor little dog is going to be like the Truman Show dog, where that Truman Show, that movie where there were just cameras everywhere filming this whole dog's life. And, of course, at one stage we'll have a competition to pick a name.
We better do that
puppy.
Soon.
Yeah, we can't just keep calling it
2 weeks'
puppy.
Time, we're going to pick this puppy up, so we're going to have to do it.
Yeah, if not 2 weeks, soon after, we'll have to decide
we'll
on...
We need a pup's name.
We'll have a little competition, and maybe you might be the lucky person who decides.
And with Christmas just here, I thought we'd do something a bit quirky.
What is that? What are you going to do?
We're going to talk about zodiac signs and which dogs fit which zodiac signs. Yeah, so I thought we'd talk about that a little bit quirky. It's Christmas, guys. Why not? Let's... get it out there for a bit of fun.
Good idea. Even if you don't believe in such things, I think that's going to be interesting, the old zodiac signs.
And another Hollywood dog, we're going to talk about the dog that has featured most popular in
very
Hollywood.
Popular
very
movie.
Popular, yes.
Yeah. We won't tell you that breed, but it's had a couple of movies named after it, And Rob will also talk about dogs yawning. Does your dog yawn a lot? Mine does. And is it the same? Is it the same as when we yawn? For the same reason? I guess so, but you'll find out in a minute. And, of course, Rob is always super busy in the clinic, working sometimes 7 days a week, God bless him. What's been happening this week?
Well, our dogs, old dogs, people say to me, why do they eat dirt? Not all dogs, but a lot of dogs, when they get older, they start eating
dirt and sticks and things like that.
Yeah. We had this old dog came in, 9-year-old dog, and he wasn't... he was really in a bad way. Really.
What sort of dog?
A little cross boxer. And he was sore as anything in the tummy. Mm. He was roached up. I could tell he was really sore. The x-rays were nothing less than weird. I couldn't really work out what was going on. Mm. Not heaps of gas, not heaps of fluid, but just something that didn't look right. The ultrasound was even worse. I really had trouble. I said, look, this dog is in such a bad way. He's dying. I don't know what's going on. I want to open him up to see if we could save him. The owner said, okay, go in there, please, save my dog. Mm. When we opened him up, there was heaps of gravel and bits and pieces and sticks and things and dirt in where the small intestine meets the large intestine. It's called the ileocecal junction, where the small intestine meets the large intestine. And then after that, there was further gravel and sticks and stuff further down in the large colon.
Wow.
So we had to open up firstly the first part, empty all that out, wash it all out, stitch all that up, and unfortunately one of the sticks had already perforated through because I noticed the intestines looked angry on the outside, which is peritonitis. The dog's peritoneum was inflamed and he had peritonitis. So that's why he was so sore. Later on, once we opened up the large bowel and got everything out of there and flushed all that through, we closed it all up, lavaged or literally douched out, you know, washed out the abdomen, and then put antibiotics into it and sewed it all up. Fortunately, this dog's gone really, really well. I'm very, very happy with him. But
why do dogs eat dirt and sticks?
Everybody gives me a different theory. I've looked at this and all sorts of reasons. You know, people say, oh, it's for minerals, it's for recycling, all different reasons as to why they do it. I don't know why dogs, I really don't know. This one stumps me as to why old dogs decide they're going to eat dirt. But it does happen, and it's dangerous. Be careful when they do it. How do you stop them? Some training, of course. And also, if they've got a particular area where they've decided to chew in the dirt and that, maybe sprinkle something on that, like oil of citronella or one of those athletic rubs where you mix it with hot water and it methylated and spray it all over there. Dogs hate it.
If they ate like potting mix or something like that.
Oh, dangerous. That dangerous all get up. Yep. Yeah. And even old manure can be very dangerous because it can harbour lots of bad bugs. You know, we had a dog that had eaten chicken manure and it was going through this dog, ripping its intestines with all sorts of bacteria. So you've got to be very careful. When your old dog starts chewing the dirt, I would greatly discourage that behaviour.
See, this gets back a little bit to our episode from 2 weeks ago where we talked about your dog's sense of taste.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't have a great sense of taste compared to ours, and so they'll eat anything.
They start eating dirt and things, that's for sure.
I think, oh, that's quite nice, really.
Yeah, no good.
Okay, we thought because of the time of year it is and everybody's in holiday mode that we'll do something a little bit different as one of our stories this week. And that is the well-known publishing house Reader's Digest recently published this special report. So if you wanted to, if you believe in the Zodiac, this will help you decide which dog is best for you based on their Zodiac sign. And potentially, you know, you pick a dog that's the same sign as you, because it might be compatible. Or if you're just wondering what each sign represents with each breed, like what's the best breed for that sign, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But anyway, Rob's been all over this report.
Oh, the science behind it's unbelievable, unbelievable, folks.
Incredible science.
Peer-reviewed, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, you're getting it first here on the Doggy Pod. So let's whiz through the 12 Zodiac signs and what would be the best dog for that Zodiac sign, starting with an Aries.
Well, with the Aries, they wanted something that was headstrong, a natural leader, of course, and brave, and they picked the German Shepherd for people that have Aries.
So there you go, if you're an Aries, a German Shepherd. What about if you're a Taurus?
Ah, the loyal, regal dogs of the canine world, very calm. Well, I don't know about calm for a boxer, but that's what they said. Boxers are anything but calm. They are the jokers, really, of the dog world. They have a lot of fun, rambunctious, but no, they said the boxer.
So if you're a Taurus,
certainly probably loyal and regal, I'll go with that.
Yeah. Now what about if you're I'm a Gemini.
Gemini.
Now isn't this funny that the dog that they've selected is a dog that I don't have a full blown but I've got.
Don't tell Molly that. Molly is a full blown Bichon Frise.
No, she's not.
She's curious. She's energetic. She's playful. She's all those things. She has all the attributes of a Bichon. And loves walking. Yes, she's very much
there you go. I'm starting to believe this now.
Oh, there you go.
I realise that that's actually correct. But what if you're a Cancer? What's the best dog for you if you're a Cancer?
Oh, a devoted, protective, good-natured dog like the Rottweiler. So you're going to have to devote a lot of time to training because that's what they need, but they're great dogs.
I follow a lot of Rottweiler sites on Instagram, and, gee, they're good dogs.
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah. The ones that are trained, are fabulous. Trust me, the untrained ones, and I've had them in here. Oh, gosh, I've had disasters in here with some breeds where they've eaten their owners as well as me.
Right. A Rottweiler is a bit...
Oh, it's a fantastic breed of dog. I love them, but they have to be trained. Yeah. People that don't want to give them time for training shouldn't have one.
Because they're a powerful dog. So that's if you're a Cancer. Now, what if you're a Leo?
Ah, the fun-loving, charming, little attentive dog, the Pug.
Now, you've got one of those.
Yeah, I'm not a Leo, but he is fun-loving, he is attentive, and he is very much a charmer. Everybody loves him. In fact, for all those single guys who want to pick up chicks, go buy a Pug and go take it for a walk. Tell you, they're chick magnets.
I don't know if you're allowed to say chicks.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say it anymore. No, oh, no, but all the chickens don't mind.
No, lovely young women is, I think, what you're supposed to say. But anyway, Rob's a bit old school. What about if you're a Virgo? Rob, what's the best dog for you, according to Reader's Digest?
A really hard-working dog. It is a hard-working dog, loyal and intelligent. It's the pointer, the English pointer. Fabulous hard-working dogs.
Don't see them around a lot, do you?
No, not as popular as they used to be. There used to be lots of them, but... yeah, if you want one, let us know, we'll find one.
If you're a Virgo, the English pointer is for you. What about if you're a Libra, though?
The gentle, friendly giant of the dog world. Very much a family-orientated dog, the Newfoundland.
Oh, big dog, too. You'd want to have some land, wouldn't you? Big backyard. Wouldn't be good for an apartment. What about if you are a Scorpio?
A brave and passionate dog and a loyal dog. The American, Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Okay, that's a very good shot. Another powerful, strong, very fit-looking dog there.
Oh, they are. The American Staffordshire Bull Terrier really is.
Mm. Now, Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, social, fun-loving, personality and vocal. The Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, I love Jack Russell.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And the Capricorn. If you were born under the Capricorn sign, what is the best dog for you?
A little... confident dog, very faithful and certainly energetic and independent, Shiba Inu.
Shiba Inu?
It's a Japanese bird dog.
A bird dog?
Yeah, they call them bird dogs. They go out hunting birds. A Shiba Inu is a Japanese dog. You've seen the big Akitas or Akita.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like a shrunken down version of that, but... very friendly dogs. I like the Shiba Inu. Nice little breed.
How can they be a bird hunting dog? They don't fly. How do you catch a bird?
Well, you point and say, there's the bird, shoot the arrow.
Right, okay. So, right,
bit I like a pointer.
Now, what if you are an Aquarius?
You need a dog that's very smart, a very enthusiastic dog, a caring dog, and a good working dog. The Labrador. The Labrador Retriever is known for its work with guide dogs and with police dogs and bomb dogs. Very much a beautiful dog. And if you're Aquarius, think about a Labrador, according to Reader's Digest.
Now, finally, we have the Pisces.
Oh, another big dog. Yes, if you're a Pisces, you must love a really big dog. Because a friendly, kind, dedicated dog that will find you when you are lost in the snow. The St. Bernard.
Which happens all the time here in Australia.
In Australia, you're always getting lost in the snow. Your St. Bernard so comes, common. Gives you the rum... and pulls you out of the snow and off you go home.
Now, Rob, which sign are you, by the way?
Well, I never know. I'm,
you never know?
Well, I'm between Virgo and Libra, and I keep thinking I'm one of those.
So that's a pointer or a newfound?
I'm right on the cusp of that. I guess I'm a liberated virgin. Is it? Am I allowed to say that? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I suppose
okay,
so.
Okay, that's what I must be. So either a pointer or a Newfoundland for me. Neither breed I've ever owned, but beautiful breeds.
So I think, it's fair to say this survey, the meticulous study that went into it on behalf of Reader's Digest, take it with a grain of salt, but, it got mine right, if nothing else. But I'm sure a lot of people will listen to what their supposed dog of choice is and go, I don't even like that dog.
And hopefully you'll have a very happy Christmas regardless and have a bit of fun.
Okay, it's time for Rob to give us the in-depth review of our breed of the week this week, which is a dog that everybody would know when they see it. They'd know exactly what it is. What is it, Rob?
101 of them you'd know.
Ah,
Dalmatians.
Dead giveaway.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful nature dogs.
What is it with the spots and all of that? Is that a...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Like a mutation?
Yeah, it's just something that they picked. I mean, this breed's a very ancient breed. They found drawings of Dalmatians on the walls of ancient Egyptians and Roman stones. So, you know, they've got these spotted dogs everywhere. So
yeah, right.
There's no evidence that they started in Dalmatia. I don't know how they got their names, Dalmatia.
Now, where was ancient Dalmatia? Is that Germany? Is that?
Yeah, I think so.
Somewhere.
I think so. And it wasn't... But there's no evidence that that's where they originated. They were certainly described right through Europe and Asia and Africa. There have been findings of dogs, spotted dogs, all over these places. So very popular thing to have a spotted dog. And then they were...
They're pretty cool-looking dogs.
Oh, great-looking dogs. Good temperaments. Again, great workers. Yeah, they used to go out with the fire engines and help the fireys when they used to trot out with carriages, not the fire trucks that we have now.
What era are you talking now?
I guess when fire trucks were pulled by horses, so 1800s and those sort of times.
Of course, if you've got a Dalmatian, it's a real head-turner. There's no way that people don't look at a Dalmatian when you're walking past.
Oh, no, they're just beautiful dogs. And, you know, they stand upright and they look at everything. They really are a regal dog, very regal. They can do hunting work. They've done all sorts of herding work and things in the past.
Any sort of medical problems?
Yes, deafness, believe it or not. They can be born deaf. That's been probably the worst of it. Much hip dysplasia in the breed. Most of them do not have hip dysplasia. Occasionally I do see it. But they're quite good dogs as far as medical issues are concerned. Deafness being the worst one. But breeders are aware of that and they're trying to breed it out. They've looked and spent a lot of money. Breeders have put a lot of money together and given it to scientists to find the DNA that causes deafness in dogs. And no one's been able to come up successfully with reliable genetic information to avoid this problem. Happens in a few other breeds of dogs as well, but Dalmatians are probably the best known for it.
Do they have pink eyes or not? No.
No, they don't have pink eyes, nor should they. They should have, you know,
so they're not sort of albino or anything.
No, nothing like that. They should have, you know, a fairly dark eye. The other thing that you want is, you know, good pigment around the eyes, because you don't want the eyelids and that to get sunburnt. And the ones that do have no pigment, they're a bit more prone to that. But they should have real, almost like mascara around the eyes, on the eyelids, quite dark lips, dark noses. But their spots are, you know, different things that people look for in the breeders. They want too many spots that coalesce and all these things, but that doesn't matter. For me, it's the temperament of this breed that is unresoundingly a great family dog. I've never found a Dally that's not a good family dog.
There's no such thing as a cranky Dally. Are they always black and white?
No, you can get liver and white, or what's brown and white. Yeah. You get that colour as well. So there are a few variations in colour, but mainly most of them are black and white. But big dog, they're not a small dog. You know, dog. They do require exercise. They deserve exercise. And they are great at obedience. If you want a dog that wants to do good obedience work, yep, think about Dalmatian.
You know what would be cool? Would be a miniature Dalmatian. Is there such a thing?
I've not heard of them.
Because I like Dalmatians, but they're a big dog.
Yeah, they are. They are.
A little one would be kind of fun.
A small Dalmatian. I'll talk to the breeders. I don't think I'm going to get anywhere with that one, Stephen.
Okay.
I'm afraid you're stuck with a
just
nice,
a thought bubble.
Fairly sizable dog. Yeah, not enormous. They're not Great Dane size, but they are a good strapping dog.
All right, now this is something that Dr. Rob does a lot, I must say. Usually when I'm talking, I'll be talking to him about something, you know, business, that kind of thing, really important stuff. And of course I'll be looking at him and he's doing it right now. And he tells me it's not because I'm boring.
He promises
me that. He just yawns a lot. But, you know, dogs yawn as well. But is it for the same reason that we yawn?
Yeah, look, it's really controversial, to be honest, because really? A lot of people say, wow, oh, they yawn when they are stressed, which I find absolute baloney.
Really?
When my dog is sitting on the bed squashing me, I mean, it has a big yawn, I figure he's just feeling relaxed.
Why would people think that then? It's because they're stressed.
Oh, behaviourists say it, therefore it must be.
Right.
Yeah, dogs that yawn are stressed, and I just do not believe that. I'm sorry, I just cannot accept that. My observations of dogs, which have been hundreds of thousands of observations, and of dogs yawning, I don't think it necessarily is a sign of stress.
Mm.
Yeah, dogs will just wake up and have a yawn and potter off, or they have a yawn before they have a lie down and go to sleep. I think it's just tiredness. I don't think it's even boredom with dogs. It's not because, you know, with us, sometimes we do somehow find a yawn when we're bored.
Yes, I've noticed, right.
Not me. But dogs just do it because I think they're just relaxing into something or coming out of a relaxed time. Some people say it's decreased oxygen tension, helps ventilation through the diaphragm. I think maybe it does.
Well, that's what it is in humans, isn't it?
That's what they say. Hmm. I think you just do it when you're relaxed too. You know, just feel like a big stretch and a bit of a yawn and away you go and just lay down and have a nice little nap.
So if your dog yawns a lot, you shouldn't be worried.
I wouldn't be really worried. I don't know any dogs. I've never had dogs presented for hyper yawnosis.
Right.
I've never seen that before, so no, I don't think so.
I think you can claim that ailment now if you actually find a dog that has it.
Yeah.
Hyper
yawnosis. I've never heard of it.
There you go.
We just made that up. Now.
Let's see if we can push that. I might even, we'll put that on the Instagram description. This week, Rob talks about hypo-yawnosis. Then we'll get lots of other vets going, what the hell?
Never. That's baloney. You've just made that up. Yep, we have.
I don't believe that, Dr. Rob. All right, we're wrapping up the doggy pod for the year now because it's very close to Christmas for those of you out there all around the world, because we do have listeners all around the world from different religions and different countries. So if you celebrate Christmas, it's almost Christmas and you're probably starting to relax. I hope you are either way.
Or panicking because you haven't got all those presents. Quickly get out there. I usually get presents on Christmas Eve. And years ago, I'd finish work at 4 o'clock and then race out and do my Christmas shopping. On Christmas Eve. Yeah. It forces you to pick really well. But one Christmas, I was delayed and the only thing that was open, a bonsai shop. Everybody got bonsais.
For real. Well, let's hope, I'll be looking forward to my present from you, Rob.
Bonsai.
So we'll obviously be back in the new year and very, very soon. Keep following us on Instagram and Facebook because Rob is, only maybe a week or two away from picking the doggy pod puppy. And so that's going to be pretty exciting. And then shortly after that, we'll have to name the doggy pod puppy. But yeah, so keep following us on Instagram and Facebook, even though we may be having a short break with doggy pod episodes. We'll let you know when we're back. But we'll always be on Facebook and Instagram. And to finish the year, I think Rob's got a bit of trivia.
Well, as always. I mean, the original Lassie was called Pal.
So this is part of a theme you've got going
with
movie dogs.
Yeah. Pal was the original Lassie. And
what do you mean Pal was the...
That was his name, Pal.
Oh, that's what they called him,
Pal. Yeah, Lassie, he was called Pal. See, that's it. Everyone thinks Lassie was a girl, but most Lassies were boys. How many lasses were there? And apparently they're all descendants from Pal. Their pedigrees go back to Pal, the original lassie. And there were 9 of them right through.
Well, with different movies and
different
TV
movies,
shows
different TV series. I think there were probably more than 9 as well.
Probably like Rin Tin Tin.
I think there was way more than 9. And in any one movie, I think there was also a couple of swaps here and there, a couple of stunt lassies. Because Lassie supposedly was here girl, Lassie, but many lassies were boys in...
Wouldn't you notice that when you were watching
the
movies?
Because Lassie is a collie. Rough with long hair. There is a collie smooth, which has very short hair, and then you would notice it. But the collie rough has long hair, and you're not going to know if it's a boy or a girl.
Right. Well, maybe Lassie could be trans. You know,
maybe Lassie hasn't decided what
exactly
Lassie's going
and,
to be.
And good on you, Lassie. So we hope everybody has a wonderful break if you're having one, and we'll see you all in the new year.
And whoever your God is, I hope he blesses you with a peaceful and restful Christmas.
Or it could be a female.
Well, yes, in these days we haven't decided what sex anybody is, and we're not allowed to. It could be.
Well,
maybe
I think
she will decide whether you have a restful Christmas.
It's up to the individual person.
That's it.
To decide. So
whatever it is.
Whatever your God is.
Wouldn't it be good to have peace on earth everywhere?
Oh, yeah. That's more important than anything else.
All the best.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.